This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has revealed the Quran to us as His word. And when we realize the magnanimity of the being who spoke and the magnanimity of the words that He spoke and the magnanimity of the angel that received that message from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and brought it down to the greatest of creation, the best of creation, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only will we realize the impact of His words. And then only can we really internalize the words of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So, in tonight's verses, or in fact, not in tonight's verses, but in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, it's okay, brother, it's okay. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He tells us that those who spend, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are like those who have planted, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلِ, they have planted one seed. So that one seed bore fruit such that there were seven ear corns. There were seven of them. فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ, in every ear corn there were 100 seeds. Have you ever seen the maize plant? And when you plant one seed, then what happens? How many come out from that one seed? So many, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing this example for us because it is something that is so apparent to a person. When you plant one, especially those who are farmers, you plant one seed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying seven of those sprout. And in every one of those seven, 100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ, 100, meaning 700. And on top of that, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increases, He multiplies for whomsoever He wishes. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants to give you more than that 700 times, He will give you even more than that 700 times. And think of it, when you have seven ear corns and each one has 100 and you plant each one again, say even half of those sprout again, how much more do you have? So much more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increases multifold for whomsoever He wishes. And do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it off with? وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq, sustenance, to whomsoever He wishes without account. Now, what are we talking about here? We're speaking about a sadaqah that you give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is telling you, وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ, and Allah gives rizq لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, to the one whom He wishes, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without account. So we assume that our bank account is empty, right? And whatever comes in, $1 has come in, now I have $1. £1 has come in, I have £1. £100 have come in, I have £100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, your wealth is what? Your wealth is not the 100 pounds that came in. Your wealth is that which went out of your account for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What a beautiful way to look at your wealth. And I want to draw your attention to something. يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي. The son of Adam, he says, my wealth, my money, my pounds, my, what do they call them? Quids. What do you say? Right? My quid, this is mine. My moolah, as they say in my country. It's my moolah, man. So, that's what we say. They say, it's mine. I'll buy this and I'll buy that and I'll spend it on this and spend it on that. I need the latest trainers and the latest shoes and the latest laptop and the latest phone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this hadith that وَهَلْ لَكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ or فَأَفْنَيْتَ. So, is your wealth anything except for that which you ate, so you passed it? أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ, or you wore it and it became torn? أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ, or you gave it as a sadaqah, so you sent it forth with Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. Allahu Akbar. Let me ask you a question. If you receive that money today, right? Say you receive £1 million today, alhamdulillah. Big smiles on all our faces. We are very happy. We are celebrating. But little did you know, your death was written tomorrow. Your death was written tomorrow. What is your wealth from that £1 million? What is your wealth? Wallahi, what is yours? I ask you. What you used is yours. What you ate is yours. What you gave out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أو تصدقت, or you gave a charity, فأمضيت, so you sent it forth with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I know of an uncle whom, wallahi, multi-millionaire, 3 weeks before he passed on, he came to a certain country so as not to give away his identity. Let's protect his sincerity. Well, he's passed on, but let's protect the sincerity of his heirs as well. This uncle, 3 weeks before he passed away, he went to a certain country. He had a huge building in that country worth $1.2-1.3 million. And Allah made it such that he had closed that entire building up and shut it down and he left it. So the thieves got in and they stole the cabling and they stole the handles on the windows and they ransacked the building. They took whatever they could from that building. So when he saw it, he was uneasy. He was up and down. He was worried. And that night his son says to me that, I'm telling my dad, Dad, why are you not sleeping? It was 2 a.m. He got up and he sees his father awake, worried. And he's moving about and the worry is overcoming him. So he says, look at what happened to us. Look at this building, how these people ransacked it, etc. And then the next morning, his son sees him. So he says, wallahi, you know what? I've decided that building is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In its current state, it's worth $1.2 million, but it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I decided that, I found a lot of peace. Wallahi, this man did not know that 3 weeks later, he was going to pass on. He left that country, he went back to his country. 3 weeks later, he passed away. Let me ask you the question, that if he held on to that and he kept it for himself, was it his? Was it his? Was he going to take it into the grave with him? No. But the fact that he gave it away means that it came into the grave with him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This word sadaqah, we use it as a loose translation, charity. It's charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The origin of this word sadaqah comes from sidq. Sidq is truthfulness. Truthfulness means your truth with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Why? Because وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا, and you love wealth, a very dear love. You love it, you're attached to it. My money, my wealth. give it to me, it's mine. Hey, my haq, my sadaqah, mine, give it to me, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, sadaqah. You want to be truthful to that wealth? You want to be truthful to yourself? You want to be truthful to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's promised you increase in this world and in the next. Increase in this world and in the next. But I must remind you, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us as well.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى.
O you who have believed, don't nullify your sadaqah by reminding others and harming them. You know, when you give a sadaqah, a charity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to nullify it, you want to destroy the reward of that charity, go back to the person and say, you remember back then when I gave you such and such? You remember what I did for you? You remember how I helped you? This is a Pharaonic trait. This is a trait of Fir'aun. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam came back to the palace of Fir'aun, what did he say?
أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ.
Did we not raise you as a child and you lived in our circles amongst us for many years? Meaning we raised you and today how dare you come back to us and tell us? Who are you, O Musa? That is a Pharaonic trait, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is what the sickness that we find today in those who give. We want to give, but then when we give, we want to remind. And we want to tell people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ.
Like the one who gives, showing the people. You know, when you give, you must take it out in front of everyone and say, here I am giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, that was £1,000, man. That was £10,000 I gave there. Right? You want to show everybody. لا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Allah says He is like the one who does not believe in Allah and the last day. Allahu Akbar. Which one of us wants our sadaqah to actually be an evidence against us يوم القيامة? None of us. None of us. So when you give, the silent charity is the best. The one where when you give with your right hand, your left hand does not even know. That is how secret it is. That is how secret it is. Practice this if you have money. Or if you know that you have a certain amount of money in your pocket, then when you have an opportunity to give, take out whatever is there, or part of what is there, and don't even look at what you have given, put it in the donation box. Why? Because now even you don't know what you have left with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is not wrong for you to give your sadaqah in open, for other people to see. There is nothing wrong with that.
إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ.
If you are to give your sadaqah out in the open, no problem. That is a good sadaqah. So long as your intention is where? With Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. With Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And if you hide it away and you conceal it and you give it to the poor, then that is better for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. That is better for you. One, you are protecting the honor of the person whom you are giving by giving in secret. So they are not seen to be taking amongst the community. People don't see them to be taking charity. And I implore you, wallahi, look in your own communities to see who is deserving and in need. We can help so many other countries that are downtrodden and that are being oppressed. And that is great. But what of your own communities? Who is suffering from amongst your own community? Look for them, help them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Sometimes, you know, while it is 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, you take out something, you go to their door. You know that letterbox that they put things through, the letters? You take £1,000, you take £100, you drop it into the letterbox. Who knows? Who knows? Only Allah knew. Only Allah saw. You know, today you worried about the camera, then cover your face with a medical mask. Cover your, you know, go like a thief, but don't steal. Right? Go to give for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And put it into that box. And help them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. You know, I want to end off with one thing. There is an example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us of the one who helps others, but he reminds them. He tells them, you see how I helped you. You go to the masjid, you give your donation, and then what? You want to say, hey, I gave so much, I need a say in this masjid now. I'm not hitting out at anyone here. I don't know the politics, wallahi. So uncle, forgive me if I offended anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me first and foremost. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who gives and he reminds and he harms after that. فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. His example is like that of a rock on which there is some soil, a little bit of soil. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ. So a downpour of rain comes onto that rock. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا. So even the little soil that is there, when you have a smooth, hard rock with a little bit of soil, what happens? It is washed away. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. They are unable to benefit from that which they have earned. It is as though you are a hard rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of this. It is as though you are a hard rock. There is no difference between you and that rock. Why? Because you would expect that when the rain comes, then you have all the crop growing and there is benefit and there is goodness and people eat and people benefit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, your sadaqah was useless. Even the little soil was there, it was washed away. لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا. They are not able to gain the benefit of that which they have earned. والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. And Allah does not guide a people who are ungrateful to Him. Who are ungrateful to Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I will leave you with this note because this is the note of hopeness, of hope. This is the note that will bring about that feeling of mercy from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in our hearts. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌّ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And the example of those who give wanting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ. His example is like the example of a garden. You see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a garden. Previously, what did He say? He said a rock, a smooth rock. But you give, your heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are like a garden. Allahu Akbar. What grows in a garden? So many trees, so many crops, so much benefit. ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا من أنفسهم. And they have a surety within their souls that they will receive this from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You don't have a need to show people. Why? Because you know that I'm waiting for the day that I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know it's there with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. وَتَثْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ. Like a garden that is not only a garden, but it is on a hill. Right? فَأَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ. So when the downpour comes now, then there is runoff. فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ. So it then gives the crop double. it gives double of the crop. Why? Because you have the downpour, it doesn't flood the area, and the crop now bears fruit. Double! فَأَتَتْ أُكُولَهَا ضِعْفَيْنَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلْ. So if there is no downpour, فَطَلْ. So a calm rain comes down. And that also is of benefit to the people. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off by saying that He is watching what you are doing. Meaning, you gave a sadaqah and you wanted people to say, he is generous. Look at that generous man. You wanted people to see. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw that intention of yours. You gave a sadaqah and you wanted only Allah to see, only Allah to notice, only Allah to give you your reward. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And Allah, He sees that which you do. He sees that which you do. So this word sadaqah, let us use it to benefit from the word first and foremost. Remember, it comes from sidq, which is truth, which means to be truthful to yourself, truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truthful and honest and kind and sincere to the one whom you are giving to as well. And it will really become a means of goodness for you in this world and the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our good deeds for us. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal make us sincere towards each other. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a reward that we would never expect to receive. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You make the dua, inshallah. You make the dua.